Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 143, For Such a Time. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. Let that land, that is not a throwaway line, that is one of the most quietly devastating questions in all of this. Scripture. Esther was a young orphan, raised by her cousin, a foreigner in the palace of a foreign king. Nothing in her story announced chosen, and yet there she was, right place, right moment. And someone had to say it plainly, because she was hesitating. And hesitation is deeply human. When the weight of a moment arrives, our first instinct is to step back, to say, someone more qualified should handle this. Someone braver, someone more prepared. Mordecai didn't accept that. He spoke to her with love and with clarity and with an edge. Staying silent in this hour is still a choice. Not acting is also acting, and the cost of silence is just as real as the cost of moving. Now hear this, because this is where it gets extraordinary. The name of God does not appear a single time in the book of Esther, not once. And yet his hand is in every single detail, in the death of her parents, in Mordecai's faithfulness, in the king's favor, in the exact turning point of the whole story. God didn't need to sign his name to be present, and he doesn't in your story either. Those circumstances you've been trying to explain away, that door that opened without you forcing it, the place you're standing right now, that is not accident. It never was. But before Esther moved, she did something. She didn't rush into the throne room on manufactured nerve. She asked for 3 days of fasting. She went to her knees before she went to her feet. And that is the secret. The courage the world sees always comes from a place the world never sees. Public strength is born in private surrender, not the other way around. And look at where she was placed, a palace, not a sanctuary, not somewhere that felt holy, a palace, politics, power, risk. And that was exactly where her purpose lived. Your place doesn't need to look sacred to be a calling. Your home is your post. Your workplace is your post. Your street, your table, your office, the conversation you've been putting off, God placed you there on purpose. Position is assignment. Mordecai's question is still alive today. Who knows whether you have not arrived where you are for such a time as this? Not someday. Today. This week. This conversation you keep delaying. This silence you're thinking about keeping. So here is the call, bold and simple. Before breakfast today, write down one place God has positioned you, somewhere concrete, somewhere real. Right next to it, write one brave thing you can do there today, just one, and then hand it to him in prayer. Don't ask for courage for later. Ask for it right now, for today. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.